Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, do you have a boyfriend or are you just dating? And I'm not trying to pry and you don't have to tell me anything. Yeah. I just want to know about dating at our age and what your experience mm-hmm. has been online, all of it.
I'm dating. So I did have a boyfriend though.
Recently.
Yeah, I mean, we've dated for a while. We've dated about over a year. We dated. But I am dating now.
But you're still dating that guy too?
Off and on.
Does he, and are you cagey because you just want to keep it private or he wants to keep it private because of what's gone on? The guy you're dating, you're obviously keeping.
No, he's very public. No, he wants to be very public. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't mind being public at all.
But you are keeping it on the wraps.
No, I just think that, first of all, I've never dated before. I'm very much a relationship person.
Right.
I've literally all my life gone from one relationship to another.
Okay.
This is my first time ever really dating. Really, I've been in a relationship for 25 years with Greg, and he was my husband, so he wasn't my boyfriend. And I met this guy. I liked him. I just think that we're not right for each other.
Where did you meet him?
We met at a place in Atlanta.
So are you open? So it's a different world of dating. Are you open to online dating?
I'm scared, but I'm open. Then the reason why I say I'm scared is because do I get to see him first? Because the blind date thing, I can't handle.
No, you
see them.
So I get
to see him. Oh, yeah, I don't need to see them.
It's online shopping.
But will they look like their picture?
They look like the best they'll look is their worst picture. So
I mean, I would be open.
It's really good. Because it's not I would a waste be of open. Time. It's, you like you know how we were here. So we were both here.
I just don't know that I would want my picture to be like floating around. Like so, people publicly online will be like, "Oh, Nene's on this dating site. Nene's on this."
But you gotta. By the way, okay. So a couple of things. First of all, Nene and I are both like, we don't like a lot of foreplay and work. We're like, all right, it's all great. The small, let's get going. So we both, we like to get going. So the thing about online dating, and I was one of the last to go. I had a girl tell me and I thought to myself, oh, I can't do that. And I felt exposed. And I used to go on when I started and then scurry out because when someone knew who I was and they would make a reference, be like, well, I'm not rich because they think that I need to be with someone rich. I would then feel like they knew everything about me. They thought they knew everything about me and I knew nothing about them. So I felt like it wasn't a level playing field. But what I ended up really liking about it is that it's very efficient. So it's like online shopping. You don't have to go into the store. You don't have to come home empty handed. Like you are online shopping. And what's interesting about it is you'll get a guy that you're talking to and like they'll say things to you that you would normally not say on a first date. Like, what are you really looking for? Or do you want a real relationship? Because they don't want to waste time. They want to know ultimately, are you here to get laid? Are you here to get fed? Or are you here to get married? They want to know. And so in that case, it's like you can go into the store knowing exactly what you want. How tall are you?
5'10 and a half.
Right. You could be like, I am not dating someone who's shorter than 5'11. That's my rule. I stand by it and you're not breaking it. You could be like, I'm not dating someone that's not Jewish. I'm, you know, like you really get to like choose. And it's like going into a bar. If you went into a bar and someone saw you and knows you're Nene and you, they're nobody like that you've never heard of, it's still not a level playing field and you still have to feel weird. So you can like cyber stalk them and go onto other apps and see what they are doing on Instagram and stuff like
that. I'm not against it. Marriage for me is, I don't have to ever get married again. I've been married at me, so I don't have to ever get married again. If it happened, it would just happen. It wouldn't be anything that I'm looking for at all. But I definitely want a good relationship.
I think you should consider.
And you have to be emotionally available to date me. Because these guys are not emotionally available, honey, and that is a problem.
Well, you have to be emotionally available to online date. First of all, a lot of those people are going to be there for different reasons and just want to get laid or get bored. But that's like a bar, too. And that is a bad rap because if you're a good shopper, which I was, there's great stuff in there. But it's like going to TJ Maxx. There's
you may have to shop for me, girl.
Yeah, I will. I'm really good at
you
it.
You really had your picture out there?
I had my picture out there, and it didn't really get out that much. And I thought that was interesting. But somebody would be like, oh, I think I saw Bethany on Bumble, and I would cringe and get uncomfortable because you feel like you're a loser.
I do.
But you're not. Everybody's doing it. It's like saying online shopping.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's doing it.
But if I got on Bumble, I mean, what level are these men?
No, all the men. It's the same thing. The same men are on Raya that are on Bumble, that are on Exclusive, have matchmakers. Because when somebody wants to, first of all, very successful and smart businessmen, think about it. How are they going to be successful? They don't have the time to screw around like 25-year-olds going to a bar and like having seven shots. They're working. So they're very efficient. It's a very business-minded thing to do because you're efficient.
I like a little younger.
You get to, so great. Put it on the menu. Yeah. You get to online shop. You could put your filters, sort your filters. And there are little ways on different apps to like get a different crop of men. Like you can, and you get full. You don't want to like eat too much at the buffet and flip through too many because then you get nauseated and you want to like back up. But I was at Kathy Hilton's house a couple years ago when I was online dating several years ago. And there were some major women. There's some major people there, as you would imagine. And girls who like are well-known people, they were all like, of course I'm online dating.
But were they public figures where people were looking like, oh my gosh,
yes, they were public, but not as forward-facing as you. But like, yes, someone could look up that they were a socialite or they have a successful blog. Enough that they too would, you would think they wouldn't be online. On Raya, I saw Ben Affleck.
Really?
I saw.
On Raya. Yeah. That thing, I did try that thing when my husband first passed and it's never called me back or whatever. Never.
No. Raya's not for you. Raya's for people in skull caps with tattoos doing yoga poses in Bali and women in bikinis that are drinking acai or matcha and like it's very that.
Really?
And it's a lot of very like producery, very Williamsburg, like flannel. I'm very cool.
My girlfriend met someone there.
Raya?
Yeah.
But they're all, Raya's just, Raya's like Barney's, where it's mostly high quality, but often you go in there and you're like, I know it's all expensive, but there's nothing I really want to buy here.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
I can get that.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you may not want, like, and then Macy's, Bumble's more like Macy's. Like, there are some really high end brands in there, but you got to weed through a lot of stuff.
Now, and see, that is scary.
It is, but you find some good stuff. I've seen.
And how were you able to go on a date when people didn't fan out? Like, oh my God, I'm on a date with Bethany. Let me text one of my buddies.
This because Bethany. I met Paul online dating.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you dated someone, I'm like, you went on one of those dates before you got with him, right?
Yes, and my other thing was if you're going to get, listen, you're going to spend an hour and 20 minutes, you do back-to-backs. You got to meet a couple people. You don't want to make them too close to each other so it could be awkward, but you got to, like, you're for the day, you're staying at a hotel in New York or something, and you have work, and you're there, like, you're having drinks there, then you're going across the street. You got to be efficient.
Yeah, we'll see.
If you're leaving the house.
I would like to be hooked up.
Wait, so what's your type? You have to have a type.
My type is definitely tall, dark, and handsome.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
With a fat pocket.
With a fat pocket. Listen, that's what I'm saying. You go in there, and if you know that you're not messing with broke, then don't mess with broke. Like, you go into the store online. You go to a bar. You have no way of knowing. We're going to be like, show me your
W-2. No. I won't be doing that.
At a bar? Yeah, I don't think they bring it with them at bars, Nene.
Yeah, I know they don't.
you got an online date. That's what I think.
Yeah, I would like to be hooked up. And I would like to be hooked up with someone. I like for someone to call me up and be like, Nene, my dad is single and he's successful and he's gorgeous and he's been married. Because I like a guy that's had a long relationship before.
Well, that would be a strange guy, our age if they haven't.
Yeah, well, there's a few guys that have not. Oh, I dated this girl for 4 years and then I broke up and then I dated this one for two. And then some of these guys who they're moving around. So I would rather someone called me up or emailed me. And by the way, booknene@gmail.com.
booknene@gmail.com. I'm working for you. It's important to say that I'm so flattered that Nene and Alvin, who works with her, who's here, asked me to be her Kris Jenner. I am so honored and humbled. I mean, I really have to say, I love
you. Can
you
do it.
I could do it. I've been doing a decent job.
Yes, you have.
I've been dipping my toe in.
You can do it.
In addition to parenting, doing relief work, and running my business.
All you have to do is have a good talent, and I am that.
Beyond.
And so you can do it.
I'm Nene's
Kris Jenner. I think you can kick a door down just like Kris.
100%. I definitely can.
Yes.
I definitely can. It's funny because people often think, like, I'm not a billionaire. I haven't ever had the aspirations to work as hard as they all work collectively. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like time with my daughter. I really like downtime. Yeah. I like traveling. As much as I like being successful. I like working too, but I like relaxing too. I like a balance. I generally do like a balance. I really think at our age, the older you get, you really start to value your health so much more.
You do.
And I don't want it to be all about the grind and being on planes all the time and dehydrated. So I like, you're not going to bury all your money with you. So I think money's good, but I'm not like, I don't have that voracious hunger where it's money driven, if that makes any sense. I'm addicted to the idea.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A., I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
the war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the age range for you?
Well, my last boyfriend was in his 40s. So.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I would say 45 up.
And so what? Give me the last three dates you've gone on. Where did you go? What did you do? What was it like?
The last three dates?
Yeah, you said you're dating.
Well, so, I mean, I'm
what is a date? Are you meeting for a drink? What's a date?
Dinner.
Okay.
Dinner and cocktails. That's a nice date.
That's a beautiful date.
Yeah.
But you have you taken it to the next level where you're cooking for someone or you're eating at home or anything?
No. I will not be. I do know how to cook very well, but that won't happen very soon.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. Yeah. And also.
You probably won't even come over for a while.
And you're an empty nester now. So you get to travel wherever you want. You could date anywhere. Yeah. Would you live anywhere depending upon who you are?
I would be bi-coastal. I'm not against that. But I will always have a home in the Atlanta area. That's where my family is.
And I think we've made it clear that you will not, you may find the love of your life. You may have a committed partner. You will not be getting legally married again.
If it happened, I'm not against it, but I'm definitely not out here looking for, I want to get married. No. If it just happens, it just happens. If that's something that me and this person just, you know, decide we just want to get married, but I feel like you can have a life partner and get the same thing out of it. Right?
100 No, partnership. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what I was telling those girls at that dinner, that with the fairy tale, they don't realize, I believe, at our age, like love, partnership, loyalty, and peace is an amazing relationship. At that age, it was the chemistry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not that I have chemistry with Paul. We've been together 5 years, but we also have divorces. We have kids. We have business. Like, it's not as sexy as it used to be.
Yes.
But I find, like, peace and love and like depth and loyalty, that's the new sexy when you're in your 50s, in my opinion.
Yes. Yeah. Very much.
And you had that with Greg.
Yes. But Greg and I were married.
I know, but I'm saying you were married for so many years. I'm sure it got boring.
I don't know that it got boring. I mean, there were times when we did have a period where we didn't see eye to eye. But in our later years together, I had a whole new love and respect for Greg. Like, and one thing about Greg and I, and this gets me all jacked up, is that Greg and I dated every week. And that was not a plan. That was not a plan. It was not on the schedule. It just happened for us like that. Because he would maybe call me up and say, hey, I haven't had lunch. Have you eaten yet? And I'd say, no. Well, why don't you meet me down the street at, you know, it could be a little neighborhood spot, you know, at the taco stand. And let's grab a couple of tacos. And then I have a meeting coming up at 6 or 5 or something. And we would just naturally get together like that. And it could be dinner. He said, I'm not cooking. And he said, okay, let's just go so-and-so in the neighborhood and grab something. And then there were dates that we planned, like Friday night, we're going out with our other friends, da-da-da. But Greg and I always dated. And the other thing is that Greg and I was always, from day one to the last day, we were always attracted to each other.
Wow. And you're both social mm-hmm. creatures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, Paul and I are both not social creatures, so it's harder because somebody mm-hmm. has to pull somebody out to go out because you get stale.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you both don't really want to go, but we're both a little bit – like, last night that dinner mm-hmm. was very out of character for me. I burst. I'm out. I burst. Mm-hmm. And it's like I get activated because I'm home a lot. Mm-hmm. And so – then when we're together, we're kind of nesting and it has to be like, let's go do something. But it's often just the two of us. So it's not like we're going out with a bunch of different people and it's all so fabulous.
So that's why you have to really like your partner. So oftentimes it was just me and Greg, and then the person I was just dating, it was always just he and I. And so for the weekend, we're like, what are we doing for the weekend? It's like nothing. So let's just go to freaking Houston, or let's just go to London for the weekend. And we would just literally go like
that. We're good at doing the trips and that stuff, and then getting decked out every night and having an experience. That we're very good at. Yeah, though I like that too. Mm-hmm. Paul is very good mm-hmm. with that. It's being home that sometimes we get mm-hmm. into a rut. And it could even be where I'm like, let's go on a nature walk. Let's go to the beach. Like just mm-hmm. to do something different than the normal. Because a lot of times, because of my work, then I'm like recovering. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm here and I'm bursting with you and I'm bursting last night and I have an appearance. So then I get home and we're just sort of like watching TV and recovering. Right. And I want to make that time.
That's nice too.
It's nice too. It's a great nesting space. But I need more balance. We talk about it a lot that we need more balance there in a little more action. You know, and I don't know. Did you used to bring Greg to all your work things? Because
I did bring him to a lot of work things. And then I think we kind of had a good balance on that too. If he had something he had to do, he didn't come. You know, I do some things on my own. And even with my boyfriend, I was bringing him with me to work. And that's because I don't travel with a large circle of people. I don't have like a giant team. I'm not that girl.
Same.
With everybody. My circle is very small.
Same.
And I want to be with people that I know that I can trust and people who I feel really have my back. And so my circle is small, and I want to, you know, I just wanted my man to be there with me. And my husband was like that too. And there's times when I traveled alone or traveled without him, but
Yeah, because I feel like with business events, I work well alone because I'm working a room and I have goals.
Well, that has kind of happened with me and my boyfriend, the guy I was dating. I kind of felt like, not with Greg, but with him, it's best if I go to work without him. Something about it didn't work for us.
Because you're thinking in your life, you're self-conscious about what he's thinking of it. And if you need to take care of him.
You know, I need to be in a good place when I'm at work. I need to be able to give my all.
Present.
And I felt like with him, I couldn't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like you're working and you don't mind being alone. You would work a room alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just do. I'm a good alone worker in that regard. Yeah. You feel that you would have been with Greg till the end had he not gotten sick?
Yeah, for sure. Because like Jada and Will, Greg and I, you know, this is our second marriage together. And we just said, we're not going to get a divorce. Work it out.
Well, that's what they said too. I remember you.
But we would never have lived in two different homes.
Right. Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, anyway, I love that Jada and Will are what's defining our whole conversation, but it's so true because years ago they said like divorce is not an option, but I think there are many different reasons why people choose that. I think finances is a lot of it. Kids, college, people, you know.
Yeah, and then just getting older, I think, you know, people are afraid to divorce and be single and you need somebody to help take care of you.
Alone.
So just being alone.
It's very interesting. There are many different reasons. Like, one of your sons was from a previous marriage and Greg treated him like...
A previous relationship, not marriage.
Previous relationship and Greg treated him like his son?
Of course.
Okay, so that's a big thing too. Yes. That was a big thing that attracted you to Greg, the way he was with
your son. My son was little then. Now, me dating a guy, my sons are young men. They will have their opinions. They will tell me about it. And of course, the guy need to be very kind and respectful to my kids. But it's a little bit different now that they're adults.
100%.
Yeah.
What do you think of your kids? You've two kids. You've how many grandkids?
Three.
So both kids have kids.
No.
Okay. So you have so
what? Yeah, my youngest son doesn't want any children.
So your other son has three kids, and what do you think of his parenting style? Their parenting style compared to yours?
Quite different. I was young when I had my oldest child, and he was young when he had his kids as well. I just think the younger generation, the millennials, are just quite different.
Do you like ever butt heads as a mother-in-law about?
No.
You don't get involved in the parenting at all?
I don't. Only early on, I remember having my granddaughter, and I think they were telling me that she can't eat this or she can't have some things, I don't know, some sweets or something. And I said to them, you know, well, when she's at my house, I am the grandmother.
Right. That's
like,
so
we're eating popsicles and everything we want to eat over here. And you guys have to worry about her stomach hurting when she get back home. You know,
that's what grandparents are for.
Yeah. Like, I am not setting those rules and I can't handle it. So
no. And that's bribery.
Let her
you want
do whatever.
Them to
yes.
like your house better. That's what
yes.
grandparents
and
do.
Yes. And so I tell my son all the time, we are creating memories. So when I have them, they do whatever I want them to do. So I was able to raise you guys. You're okay. So they'll be fine.
And how often do you have them?
I try to get them for big trips. We do about 3 trips a year together. So I get them during spring break time.
Wow.
I get them in the summer for a couple of weeks. We always go out to the beach or somewhere and hang out. They love it. They love it. And I'll get them over the Christmas holiday.
With your son too, or it's just you and the kids?
No, this is
grandma
you think
time.
They're like dropping them off like, bye.
What do they call you?
Glamma.
Glamma. That's really cute.
Yeah. Yeah. They're good. I love them. They're my work.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.